Welcome to KAWC's The Hotspot.
I'm Chloe Michael.
And I'm Maya Manry.
Produced by the KAWC Student Newsroom, we look forward to bringing you news that matters to Yuma and La Paz counties.
This week, we speak about how this semester has felt kind of strange to some people. Speaking to students and professors, as well as someone who doesn't go to this college, we're seeing if this certain vague feeling is shared. And maybe the answer to it is the vibe off?
In this week's spot, student reporter Maya Manry spoke with multiple students about why this semester might feel a little bit different than the last.
It's hard enough being a college student. Your studies, exams, possible job, and everything else that being a student brings is a lot to put in a person, but we all put up with it for the sake of our future. But this year, this semester, something feels different. And if you're like AWC student Sunny Ray, you might have noticed it.
At the beginning of the semester, it was packed. But like half the people are not there for some odd reason or another. Yeah, there was like the three or four people that wouldn't be there. Like, you know, most classes are going to be a few oddballs that don't show up. But like, this is like half the class, so I feel like that's weird.
A lot of things are happening in the world right now. A statement AWC student Satara corroborate with. Things that could affect you mentally?
Oh, absolutely. It can affect people's sense of security and, I guess, everyday life, considering that the changes are real and happening with individuals like myself.
Or financially.
I mean, I know not everyone has the fortune of having a lot of money, especially nowadays.
But even with everything going on globally, the most important thing is, at the end of the day, yourself.
Worry about yourself more. Like, stay resilient for yourself. Make sure you're healthy. Make sure you're doing good. And be a little bit more self-centered in a healthy way. So that, like, regulation. Because I can't control everything politically, but I can control myself and how I feel about it and how I can make my own day a bit better.
From the KAWC Student Newsroom, I'm Maya Manry.
In this week's Flash Interview, student reporter Maya Manry speaks with a young adult who doesn't attend AWC to see if the bad vibes are only affecting students or if they're more mutual.
One, two, student interview. Could you please introduce yourself?
Hi there, I'm Damian.
Could you please spell that out?
D-A-M-I-A-N.
Do you attend Arizona Western College?
I do not.
What do you do?
I work.
Would you say that this year has a different vibe than last year?
I'd certainly say so. A lot of global things going on that might put certain people on edge. And at least I would say a lot, you know, most students are a lot more connected nowadays to global events. So at least, you know, I'm a college dropout. I'd imagine going to school the next day when you think, oh, this might happen or that might happen, can exactly be helping the whole process.
Do you think if you were a student, things would be different? Would it be harder? Would it be easier?
I definitely think it would be harder. At least for me, school is one of those things where it worked out up until a point. I got my high school studies, never really pursued anything higher, and I've been happy working ever since.
Is there anything you'd like to say to a student, even though you are not one currently?
I would definitely say follow your passions. Education is very important. My father always stressed the importance of education. Just because I maybe couldn't see the value in it doesn't mean you can't see the value in it. If you truly do want to pursue something higher, go after it and don't let anything tell you otherwise.
Okay, thank you very much. Could you please reintroduce yourself?
I'm Damon.
Thank you very much. How much information is too much before someone becomes exhausted? Student reporter Chloe Michael spoke with Professor of History and Sociology Monica Ketchum-Cardenas about why younger adult generations could feel overwhelmed by what they are seeing in the news, especially in the digital age.
The digital age, also known as the information age, is like no other era. Everyone you know has a phone. Your friends, your professors, coworkers, hey, even grandma has one. Something that you can fit in your hand that has the ability to tell you anything, take you anywhere, whenever you want. What an interesting concept. It sounds too good to be true, right? But at what cost? According to the American Psychological Association, younger adult generations such as Gen Z and millennials are more likely to experience burnout compared to older generations. As a professor of history and sociology, Monica Ketchum-Cardenas is used to seeing more than one side to a story. In a time where our social media algorithms have become more hyper-individualized, it may be difficult to take a step back and see the bigger picture.
One of the challenges that we have now, and this is something that sociologists also look at, is technology, the growing reliance on technology in order to socialize, in order to get our news. And we're looking more at social media for our news. And with that comes algorithms. And so I find that a lot of times what happens is not just among students, but among our population in general, is that we end up with our algorithms just kind of reinforcing our views and our viewpoints. So we don't necessarily have that balanced information about what's going on in the world.
When it comes to receiving information, Dr. Ketchum explains why it can be harmful to hear only one perspective. Even she admits that it can be challenging to find news that doesn't feel biased.
It can be very negative. In other cases, it can be overly positive, right? So you end up with toxic positivity because you're just totally, you know, out there. Myself, for my job as a history professor and a, you know, sociology professor, right? I have to read the news. I get newsletters every day, and I do really try and make sure that I'm seeing both sides and really trying to look at things from both perspectives to understand what's going on and kind of weed through. Unfortunately, you know, it's hard. It's very hard to filter.
She notices that in our society, there has been quite a divide in how the news that is presented today can play a role in the polarization.
I feel like we're seeing a lot with the polarization in our society and with just the way that, for example, the way that news is presented. It's a lot of people yelling and making, you know, creating sound bites rather than reporting.
Ketchum shares about how we can fact check and observe the information we receive.
Seek out some different news outlets, perhaps, that are less biased. If you look at, there's a couple of websites where you can do like bias fact check, and you can look at where different newspapers or news outlet magazines fall on the spectrum and kind of try and choose. I mean, you can choose to look at whatever you want, but like look at things that are closer to the middle so that you consuming a little bit more of a balanced view.
As we continue to live in the digital age, where we have all the information in the world, we are now encouraged more than ever to step back, take a deep breath, and look at it from a different perspective. With The More You Know, we can bridge the gap between the divide. From the KAWC Student Newsroom, I'm Chloe Michael.
KAWC's The Hotspot is produced by KAWC Student Newsroom at KAWC Colorado River Public Media.
Check us out on Instagram, Blue Sky, and Facebook at Hotspot KAWC.
This show is available as a podcast or online at kawc.org under the Shows tab.
The KAWC Student Newsroom is supported by our listeners and by the Local News Initiative at the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona and the Scripps Howard Fund.
Our theme music is Election Time by Kiara Nable. The Flash Interviews music is Funkmeister by Theo JT. Both are available at freesound.org.
I'm Maya Manry.
I'm Chloe Michael.
Bringing the heat to Yuma and La Paz, it's
The Hotspot.